time of asking. The Scot who won gold at the Olympics beat Novak Djokovic in the US Open in the Arthur Ashe Stadium last night. Well, Rob Salmon is from Derbyshire Tennis and joins me this morning. Are you bleary-eyed this morning, Rob?
Do you know, it's amazing. I set up and I was listening. I started watching, listened on the radio, and I was determined to get all the way through. He went two sets up, and then I think I started drifting in and out of sleep, and I wasn't sure if it was going to be a dream come true or a nightmare. And I kept sort of waking up and checking, but I think by the end of it, I mean, this was a match that went on for 4 hours and 54 minutes, and you can imagine how grueling that was for Mr. Murray. I didn't even manage to get through the whole match without falling asleep. So.
I mean, it's extraordinary, isn't it? He's got this innate ability to put his fans through the mill. I suppose every British player, you could say that about, you know, going back to Tim Henman and Greg Rosetsky and the like. But to go two sets up and then for your opponent to come back to 2-2, to have that grit and determination to then go on and see off the match, it's incredible.
This is against a man who is a fifth set specialist. You know, when it goes the distance, Djokovic doesn't lose very many. So to see Murray come back and fight, and if he was going to do it, it was going to be the hard way. That's the way that Mr. Murray gets things done. And, you know, going into this match, there was just, I really believed he could do it. And to wake up this morning and to see it, you get such a buzz, you know. And if there was any Olympic hangover, it's gone. Come on, Mr. Murray.
Now, do you know, when I'm playing tennis, if all the indoor courts are taken, I have to go outdoor. I'm always like, oh, no, the weather conditions are always going to get the better of me, because you know what it's like. It's always windy in Britain. Yeah. There's always the inclement weather to deal with. That was nothing in comparison, certainly in his semi-final, but again last night, to what Andy Murray had to deal with.
It's amazing, isn't it? You know that they say at the top level of sport that it comes down to very small degrees of percentages, and maybe just growing up in Dunblane, growing up where the wind blows as strong as it does, maybe that was the extra percent that just took him through. And, you know, certainly in the early stages of the match last night, Djokovic was the one who looked unsettled with the wind, and Mr. Murray, I think really took it upon himself to just get into the zone. And I think that's been the big change in his game, you know, where in the past that might have upset him, but actually used it as something in his favour.
Yeah, somebody was saying yesterday that at the Team GB parade, the one thing that we didn't see was all the coaches and the backroom staff and those people that have helped those athletes achieve what they have. And behind Andy Murray, there is Ivan Lendl, isn't there? And clearly he's had a massive effect on it.
Unbelievably so. I think that, you know, that he was a great tennis player, Andy Murray, before Mr. Lendl, Ivan Lendl got involved. But there's no doubt about it, Ivan Lendl has taken him to that next level. And, you know, if you look at Ivan Lendl, lost four Grand Slam finals before he won one. That's what's happened overnight with Andy Murray. He's won on the fifth attempt, and no doubt about it, when he looked up into his box and saw him, and also, by the way, saw Alex Ferguson. Now, you don't want to get the hairdryer treatment, do you? So, you know, looking up and seeing Alex Ferguson sitting in your box, that must have inspired him. The combination of Lendl and Ferguson, Djokovic had nothing to compete with.
With a bit of Sean Connery thrown in, you know,
exactly.
If you've got James Bond on your side, you're going to be all right, aren't you? And in terms of an achievement, I suppose in this country, if Andy Murray would have won Wimbledon, it would have been a Sunday. Everybody would have been going into work buzzing about the fact that they'd seen him. There would have been record audiences on the BBC. This wasn't on terrestrial TV. As you say, you had to either watch it on satellite or listen to it on the radio. Will it have that effect? Do you think people will remember Andy Murray for this, certainly when it gets to the end of the year in the sports personality?
Do you know, I mean, he hasn't got the Mobot, he hasn't got the Trobot, but, you know...
I can show you that. It's great.
I really, really hope that people will acknowledge what he's achieved. You know, to win the Olympic final, to win gold, to get to the final at Wimbledon, and then to win this match. You know, we really hope as a Derbyshire Tennis Association that it will inspire people to get out there, pick up a racket and try the sport. You know, and whether you're in Ashbourne, Belper, whether you're in Duffield, whether you're in Chesterfield, wherever you are, you know, give your local tennis club a ring, because we'd love to have you along playing tennis.
And have you seen that knock-on effect yet from the Olympics, the fact that he got Olympic gold?
I was down in Church Broughton on Saturday, and there was a kids coaching session. I've never seen so many kids on a court as there was at Church Broughton. I'll go down again this Saturday, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's even more. And that's testament to what's been achieved. And I think as a sport, you know, we need to compete with football and with all the other sports, and that's what we want to do.
And can you dispel that myth that actually it is quite expensive to play tennis? It's quite elitist. You know, if you want to play football, you just get a football, you go down the local park. You need facilities, you need a court. Is that one of the problems with tennis?
I think that if you look at, there's been a tremendous growth in cycling. Now, cycling, I reckon, to get yourself one of those bikes that they're going about on through Derbyshire, that's going to cost you a bit more than it is a tennis racket. You know, you can get an entry-level tennis racket, you know, very reasonably priced. At Church Broughton on Saturday, there was a big bucket full of rackets. You know, come down.